Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We begin a four-part series on the sales agreement. Right now, part one is going to focus on closing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's just say you've got a property for sale that has just sold. Let's talk about the process of getting it closed, because still about 30% of the sales that go pending sale are not closing right now. So there are hurdles that you want to watch and avoid.
Well, and it's an interesting process. Brokers become very skilled at negotiating about four different courses of activity that have to happen simultaneously for closing to occur.
So if you're the seller, you're going to be looking at some items specifically, and as a buyer, you're going to focus on others. I'll talk a little bit more to the buyer, and Bob will talk a little more to the seller.
Okay.
Buyer, once you get an accepted offer, you're going to need to make sure your earnest money is deposited. That earnest money is no longer yours and not yet the seller's. It's put in the name of the transaction in a client trust account, typically in an escrow company.
And the escrow company is frequently the choice of the seller, but if a buyer has a preference of an escrow company that they favor, they could certainly write it into the offer. It would be up to the seller then to accept that as part of the offer or to maybe counter back to a different escrow company.
Now, looking from the buyer's perspective, once you've got an accepted offer, you got to tootle on over to the loan company, the lender that you've named in the offer who has given you the pre-approval, and get full loan application submitted quickly. You'll have to check the offer specifically to know the timing on that. You'll definitely want to make sure that you do what you promised the seller. So the seller has a promise of a certain down payment by a certain lender in a certain time frame, a certain type of financing. If that changes, you'll have to notify the seller and get the permission before you proceed another direction.
And if you don't, the transaction could be potentially terminated at the will of the seller. And in the market that we have today, there may be several offers that the seller has received. So perform as a buyer as you're supposed to. You may get kicked out of the dance.
So when you're pursuing a loan, you've got to do this at the same time you're doing the due diligence on the property. On the lender side, you're going to be seeking loan approval for you as a buyer, loan approval for the home as collateral.
And as the loan approval occurs, it becomes a conditional approval based upon a subsequent finding, which is the appraisal report, which the lender has to order. You don't, as a buyer, get to select the appraiser. The lender is in that court.
We'll get you through the rest of the steps towards closing next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.